Sechtes Vachim, Daf Tzadik Aleph, 19 lines on the bottom of Daf Tzadik on the base, at New Mishnah. Let us begin with the Shuad Akdama. In Pasha Metzirah, in regard to the entire process of a Metzirah, we find that there's a Karban Eilu V'Yared, and a Metzirah Asher would bring a Kevis L'Asham, a Kevis L'Ila, and a Kivs L'Chatas, as well as Shleisha Sreinim Sevus Mincha Blula B'Shamen, V'Loig Echad Shamen, in order to be Machshin Metzirah to Ikachim and Lubias HaMikdash, that the Kohen would take from the Dama Asham and place it on Tzuch HaIzna Yimanis, Bayin Yod and he would also place oil on his left palm, and he would do seven azayis towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he would also place some oil on Tzuch Eizna Yimanis, Boyin Yodei Yimanis, and Boyin Raglei Yimanis. The pasuk tells us, "Vanois Hashem and Asher Kaf Hakoyin Yitin Al Reisha Metayar V'Chipalav Hakoyin Lifnei Hashem." However, the Torah continues and describes the korban of a mitzera ani, and the Torah tells us, "Vimdalu Ve'in Yodei Maseges V'Lakach Kavis Echad Ashem L'Tzufa L'Chaper Lav V'Sarin Seilus Echad Balo B'Shem L'Milcha V'Loik Shemen." Brings the same kevis lasham, brings the same leg shemen. He also brings a mincha. However, this mincha is one isarin instead of three israinis of seiles. It is brought by a mitzera asher, and in place of a kevis la'ila and a kivs l'chatas, the mitzera ani brings two eifais, and one he will use as a chatas eif, and one will be an eilas eif. Keep in mind that the entire process with dam asham as well as with the leg shemen will be exactly the same by the Mitzera Ani and the Mitzera Asher. And also, as we have previously mentioned, there are six different Hashamais. There's an Hashem Toloi, an Hashem Me'ilais, Hashem Gzilos, Hashem Shifcha Charufa, Hashem Nazir, and Hashem Mitzera. Based on this Akdama, let us begin the Mishnah. Mishnah teaches us, Kol Chateisha Mitzera, Koymeis LaHashamais, Chutz Me'Hashem Mitzera, Mipeishu Bo LaHachshir. And this Mishnah is really going back to the Mishnah that we saw in that Pei Tesem and Aleph, where the Mishnah stated, Chateis Koymeis LaHashem, Mipeishu Dominitin Al-Dalm Kronis Valley Yisayid, that all Karbanos Chatois takes precedence over Karban Asham. The Dam of the Chatos is Nitin al Dal Kronos, and it's placed L'mayla Nechuta Sukra, whereas the Dam of the Karban Asham is done through Zrika of Shtayim Shein Arba, and not in the Kronos, but L'mata Nechuta Sukra. And as Rashi explains, that the Din of Shvicha Shirayim is explicitly stated by a Karban Chatos, while it's not explicitly stated by a Karban Asham. And our Mishnah teaches us that although this would be true, Ben Gei of five of Hashamais, and Ben Gei of Hashem Toloi, Hashem Ilois, Hashem Zilus, Hashem Shifcha Charufa, and Hashem Nazir. However, this is not true by the Geir Hashem Mitzera. The Kevis L'Oshem by Mitzera takes precedence over the Kivs L'Chatas, and as Rashi states, Mipleishu Bola Hachshir, as a Mitzera L'Kotchim will be as Midosh, Hilkach Hashiva Sula Gabei, Shetayr Tluya Bai, and Ayin and Tesis, who's bothered, Vim Taima, Adra Abba Chatas Mitzera Adif, Dachshure Umachaper, that L'Chir, the Chatas of the Mitzera should even be greater than that, as number one, it's coming to Machshir the Mitzera for eating Kotchim and for coming to the base of Midosh. And it's also mechaper, whereas the ashram is not mechaper. And Taisa brings two answers. As number one, kiven the matan b'chinus midam ashram hava choshev le'machshir tvei. That since the matanis that we mentioned akdama come from the dam ashram, therefore the ashram is considered a machshir more than the korban chatos. And Taisa continues with the second teretz inami hay kol chatos shabatir diktoni la bechatos abayim ashram kamar elu b'shach chatos ayin sham. And our mishnah now continues kol ashram shabatir abayim bnei shtayim abayim bekesef shkolim. All Hashamais are brought from a ram, which is in its second year. The Torah also specifies a minimum amount of money that you have to pay for that Hasham, and you have to pay at least two Shkolim. However, this din doesn't apply to Hasham Nazir or Hasham Mitzirah, where the Torah specifies a kevis in place of an ayol, and the definition of a lamb is an animal that's in its first year. And since this animal can be in its first year, therefore the requirement to have a value of two Shkolim doesn't apply either. There is no specific value for the Hashem Nazir or Hashem Mitzirah, and be negated first in that call Hashem Mitzirah boyim b'dei shtayim, that has been furish in the Pasuk, as the Pesukim be negated all Hashem I state that they have to come from an ayol, and it's only regard to the Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzirah that the Torah specifies a keves, and regard to the second chilek where the Mishnah stated call Hashem Mitzirah boyim b'kesef shkolim, Rashi brings the Pasuk in Vayikra be negated Hashem Eilais, where the Pasuk states nefesh ki simo mo v'chotah b'shkogah b'kotchi Hashem v'hivis Hashem el Hashem ayol. And since the Torah used Lashon Rabbim of Shkolim, so a meter of Shkolim is at least two shekel. And Rashi states, "V'asi Hashem Tali v'Hashem Gzelus b'Gzelus Shav v'Be'echa b'Echa Hashem Shifcha Charufa Gama be'el be'el k'Ama be'el zel mekayman." Rashi continues that this doesn't apply to Hashem Nazir, as the pasuk in Pashas Nasei specifically tells us that he will bring a kevis ben shnasei la'Hashem. And we also know that b'negei Hashem Mitzera, the Torah specifies that one should bring a kevis. And Rashi continues with the ayel ben ben beishon and b'shteis loyim. So keves ben shon la b'shteis loyimu. Therefore, there is no shear. Prior to continuing with the Mishnah, let us point out that based on our gears of Rashi in our Mishnah, so Rashi learns this Mishnah differently than we will learn it. However, ayin the shita that changes a couple of words in Rashi, we will learn our Mishnah based on this gears of the shita in Rashi. And the Mishnah now continues, k'shem shekayim b'akravasan, kayim b'achilasan. Just like we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, that is the seder for akrava of different kabanais, so the same would apply, but achila of kabanais, and when deciding which animal to eat first, we would also have to follow a seder. And as Rashi points out, that certainly is not relevant to a carbon oila, but Rashi states, kach kayim b'achilasan, akulu du b'nei achilakai, k'goyin chatas v'asham, v'asham l'toida, v'toida l'shlamim, v'shlamim b'chor. And the Mishnah now continues that even when one has two shlamim, there still could be an order of achila, and as we know, shlamim is nechal, l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Therefore, shlamim shel emesh v'shlamim shel yoyim shel emesh kaidmim l'shel yoyim. That, for example, if one brought a karm shlamim on Sunday, and then one brought another karm shlamim on Monday, and they should eat the bus of the karm shlamim that was brought on Sunday prior to eating the bus of the karm shlamim that was brought today. And even though today's meat is fresher than yesterday's meat, however, the meat from yesterday's carbon will become nicer much quicker, and therefore we should eat the shlamim shel emesh prior to eating shlamim shel yoyim. The Mishnah now continues that even though we previously stated Geshem shekayim b'akravasan kayim b'achilasan, therefore the achila of a korban chatas and a korban osham should take precedence over a korban shlamim. However, we know that a korban chatas and osham are only eaten for one day and one night, while a korban shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us shlamim shel emesh chatas v'osham shel yoyim shlamim shel emesh kayim d'Rameya. And Rameya holds that if one has the bus of shlamim that was brought yesterday, and for example, it was brought on Sunday, and he also has the meat of a chatas and osham that was brought today, then he should eat the bus of the shlamim, since otherwise it will become nicer at nightfall, rather than eating for the bus of the chatas and asham, which one has more time to eat, as one could eat it until chatzais, or until the next morning. However, the Mishnah continues, v'chama imam and the chama argon rameya, both benegay the chatas and the asham, and the chama state, chatas, as well as the asham, kedemes mepeshi kachi kachim, that the order of kedima still applies, and one would eat the bus of the chatas and asham prior to eating the bus of the shlamim. And keep in mind that we explained the reasoning based on Taisus, and Rashi gives another pshat, and let us see Taisus did with Maskel Shlom Shel Emesh v'Chatzav Ashim Shel Yoyim Shlom Shel Emesh Kaidmin as Pinch Perkuntris Dizilzul Lash Eitzim Kolkach Shesuus Abosim Eskalkalas. When the Taisus explains V'Achinim Dochak Elahainu Taimor the Shlom Shel Emesh Ein Lehem Het Achila Ela Ada Laila v'Chatzav Ashim Shel Yoyim Ada Boika D'Nachon Liyom V'Laila. As we explain, Mishnah now continues and discusses how the Kaidim should eat Kachim, and the Mishnah states V'Kula Nakayana Mishayin L'Shanis B'Achilasan. And regarding all of these kabanais, Kohen has a right to eat them in any way that they want. And as the Mishnah continues, La'achlan sluyin u'shlukin u'vushalin, they can prepare the meat of the kabanais, either roasted or overcooked, or cooked regularly. And lasa l'teich l'tavli chulin l'tavli truma d'v'rab shemin. They can also prepare this meat using spices of chulin or spices of truma. And these are the words of Rab Shimon. And Rameo ime, however, Rameo argues Rab Shimon, Rameo holds la'yitin l'teich l'tavli truma shal yavis ha'truma l'dipsol. And one cannot use truma spices, as lemaisa basa of kachim will become pasul through naisa, while truma will never become pasul through naisa. If you place truma spices in the basa of kachim, one will cause the truma to become pasul. Rameya holds a mevian kachim lebeis apsul, which refers not only to kachim but also to truma. And Rashi states lebeisul shetam kachim and asa naisa isra, as the tam of kachim will get into the spices that will asa the spices. Rav Shimon argues as he holds mevian kachim lebeis apsul. Keep in mind that all agree that one could place chulin spices in the basa kachim, even though you're bringing chulin into the azara. And ayin Rabban mesechtes chulin daf kuf lamid, when Rabban states I chulin bazara deraisa heichu mevi tavli chulin lazara, he explains v'lav koshihi shloi nesu elokein akrava, and he continues avol tavli chulin halav akrava hiklal al kimisha nichlus lazara begadim shel choylu ayin sham. And let us see tesis div maskel sluyin shlukin muvusholin and avagad tani shlukin v'hadu tani muvusholin mekal makam shluka v'tvei muvushol. In reality, the term shluka refers to basad as cooked even more than when referring to basad as mevushal. K'nemuchu parakala basa gabi kovid dekama shluka iseres v'neseres ayin sham. Our Gemara now begins with the shayla, as we previously learned at the beginning of our perek, that tadav she'en tadav tadav kaidim, and we also previously learned makudish mechaveray kaidim schaveray. Therefore, our Gemara is ibaylu tadav makudish ezuman kaidim, that if one had an animal which is more tadir and is another animal that's more makudish, then which one would take precedence? And Rashi brings two examples: Kagoyin dam oilus tamid v'dam chatas musafim oy claimed in, one shechted a carbon tamid and a carbon musaf, and he now has the dam of the oilus tamid and the dam of the chatas musafim waiting to go on the mizbeach. And although the dam oilus tamid is more tadir than the dam chatas musafim, however the dam chatas is more kaddish than the dam oila. And as Rashi says, zet tadir zem kaddish mimenu kadamorim dam chatas kaidim dam oilum pleishim ratza. And Rashi brings a second example, inami oilus musfirish chodesh paraido imdin, where one had the oilus musfirish chodesh, and of course the oilus musfirish chodesh is more tadir. However, the chatas of the paraido is more makudish, and therefore the Gemara has a shaila which one should take precedence. And as the Gemara states, tadir kaidim mishum the tadir, oidum makudish kaidim the kaddish. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from the first din that we had in this parak on that peitasim at aleph, as the Mishnah taught us, tamidim kaidim musafim, that on Shabbos the carbon tamid shall shachar takes precedence over the carbon musaf. And we continue on daf tzadik aleph and aleph, the afagav the musafim kaddishi, and even though the carbon musaf of Shabbos is more kaddish than the tamid, and as Rashi states, musafim shem Shabbos aleim shem boim chayvula, while that tamidim born apachol, and the carbon tamid comes during the week as well, and therefore it's not as kaddish as the musaf of Shabbos. And we still see that the Mishnah taught us that the tamid comes before the carbon musaf, and therefore we see that tadir takes precedence over mekudish. However, the Gemara responds, "Atu Shabbos l'musaf and ahani l'tamidim loyahani." That do you think that the fact that Shabbos only gives kedusha to the carbon musaf and doesn't give any extra kedusha to carbon tamid? Certainly, as Rashi points out, keeping the idna craven in Cain shem Shabbos aleim. Therefore, the shem Shabbos is also on the carbon tamid, and therefore the carbon tamid and the carbon musaf have the same level of kedusha as they're both coming on Shabbos. And therefore, certainly the carbon tamid takes precedence over the carbon musaf of Shabbos as tadav sheni tadir tadav koydim. And before we continue, let us point out that the Gemara will now bring a series of Tashmad, where the question will be very similar to this first question, and the teretz will be exactly as this first teretz, and therefore teretz is bothered. We have to understand what the Gemara's havmina is to ask the next questions, since we already gave this teretz that Otu Shabbos l'musaf and ahani l'tmidum loyahani. Teretz continues to bring the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara brings a similar shaila b'negei tadir mekudesh v'loy pashim b'nei, and the Gemara is not pashim the shaila, and Taz is bothered, that why is it that our Gemara, the Gemara didn't bring the rice that I brought in Masechtas Menachos, and why is it that in Masechtas Menachos, the Gemara doesn't bring the rice from our Gemara? And our Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us bring another rice from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah discusses a case where Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and although Shabbos is more Tadir than Rish Chodesh, however Rish Chodesh is considered more Mekudesh than Shabbos, as although there's an Issa Malacha on Shabbos, however Rish Chodesh is called a Moed, and as the Pasuk in Eicha and Perek Aleph Pasuk Tesvav states, Haralai Moed Lishba Bachurai, and the Shita also explains, V'yesh Behen Seir Chata Shemechap Al Tomas Mekdesh V'Kdoshav, and the Karm Musaf of Rish Chodesh is similar to the Karm Musaf of Yontiv, as even on Rish Chodesh we bring a Seir Izel and Chatas that will be Mechap on Tomas Mekdesh V'Kdoshav, while on Shabbos we don't bring a Seir Izel and Chatas, and therefore our Gemara now brings a Raya that since in our Mishnah we stated Musaf Shabbos Kailim Musaf Rish Chodesh, therefore we see that although Rish Chodesh is more Mekudesh than Shabbos, but we still go based on the cloud of Tadav Shein and Tadir, and therefore the Musaf Shabbos take precedence over the Musaf Rish Chodesh. However, the Gemara answers a similar answer, Otter Rish Chodesh Musaf Nidei Ahani, the Musaf Shabbos Loyahani. Therefore, the Kedusha of the Musaf Rish Chodesh are no different than the Musaf Shabbos that are brought on Rish Chodesh. And the Gemara continues, Tashmad, that let us bring another Raya from our Mishnah. As the Mishnah taught us, Musaf Rish Chodesh, Kedim Musaf Rish Chodesh, Avagad Rosh Hashanah Ketchar. Now, in every Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rish Chodesh, the Musaf Rish Chodesh take precedence over the Musaf Rish Hashanah, as the Musaf Rish Chodesh are more Tadir, and even though the Musaf Rish Hashanah are more Kaddish, not only is Rosh Hashanah called a Moed, but there is also an Issa Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. And once again, the Gemara answers, Atar Rosh Hashanah, the Musaf Didei Ahani, the Musaf Rish Chodesh Lo Yahani, and certainly on Rosh Hashanah, the Musaf Rish Chodesh received the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Kedusha of the Musaf Rish Hashanah and the Musaf Rish Chodesh that come on Rosh Hashanah are equal, and the only differential is that Rish Chodesh is more Tadir than Rosh Hashanah, and therefore our Mishnah taught us that Musaf Rish Chodesh Kaidim Musaf Rish Hashanah. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara will try to bring a Raya from the Braisa and Masechtas Brachos at the beginning of the 8th parak. The Mishnah and Daftun Alpha and Beis and Masechtas Brachos taught us, Elu Dvarim Shabim Beishama Beim Beishila Besuda, and the first Machlekes is relevant to Kiddush at night on Shabbos and Yontiv, and Beishama Umim Mevarach Aliyayim Ve'achim Mevarach Aliyayim Ho'Beishila Umim Mevarach Aliyayim Ve'achach Mevarach Aliyayim. The Gemara brings a Braisa that explains the Machlekes between Beishama and Beishila, and the Gemara states, Beishila Umim Mevarach Aliyayim Ve'achim Mevarach Aliyayim. Number one, Shayayin Goyim Lekedusha Shetiyamar. Number two, as our Gemara continues, Dava Acha Bichse Yayin Tid tadira, bechas yoyim ain't a tadira. And we have a klal, the tadir v'shein tadir kodem, and avagav the bechas yoyim kadisha, even though the bechas yoyim is more kadosh, as it's coming for Shabbos, bechas yoyim is a regular bracha, or bayer prayer gafen, which we make every single day of the week, and therefore we see that when we have tadir makudosh, that tadir is kodem. Once again, the Gemara answers, atu Shabbos l'bechas yoyim ahani, l'bechas yoyim loyahani, that certainly just like the bechas yoyim on Shabbos is more kadosh, the bechas yoyim also is more kadosh on Shabbos, and therefore the only difference between the Bechas Yoyim and Bechas Yayin is only based on Tadir, and based on Tadir V'Shein and Tadir, Tadir Koydib. Therefore, Beis Hillel teaches us that Bechas Yayin takes precedence over the Bechas Yoyim. The Gemara continues with another Raya as Tashma, as we learned in the Gemara Mesechtes Brachos and Avchav Chesem Aleph, the Omer Beichra Halacha Mispal Adam Shal Mincha Vakin Shal Musafin, the Afagav, the Tzvilus Musafin Kadisha. And Rabbi Yechon is discussing a Brisa that brought a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda, and the Brisa stated, Tan Rabbanan, Hoy Lufanam Shtei Tzvilus, Achas Shal Mincha Musaf, that if someone waited and didn't have a musaf until already this man of tefillas mincha, the Tanakam hold misbal shel mincha va'akim misbal shel musaf shezu tadira v'zu ena tadira. Rabbi Yehuda Eimen misbal shel musaf va'akim misbal shel mincha shezu mitzvah iveres v'zu mitzvah she'ena iveres. And in regard to that price, that Rabbi Yechon stated that halacha follows the Tanakama, one should first daven mincha and then daven musaf, and this is based on the concept of tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim. Even though the tefillas musaf of Shabbos uyantiv is more kaddish than tefillas mincha, and therefore we should have raya that tadir mekudesh tadir koydim. However, once again, the Gemara answers atu Shabbos l'tfilus musaf mahani l'tfilus mincha layahani, that just like Shabbos gives more kedusha to tfilus musaf on Shabbos, so Shabbos also gives more kedusha to tfilus mincha on Shabbos, and therefore they both have the same kedusha, and the only differential is that tadir v'shein tadir tadir koydim, and therefore tfilus mincha takes precedence over tfilus musaf. The Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah as Tashma, that we learned in the Mishnah Shlom Mishal Emesh, Chatas Ba'ashim Shal Yoim, Shlom Mishal Emesh Kaimin. The Mishnah taught us that if one has a Shlomim that was brought yesterday, and he also has a Chatas and Ashim that was brought today, he would eat the Shlomim prior to eating the Chatas and Ashim. And as Rashi explained, the Zilzuhu Lashesim Kol Kach, Shatsuas Abbasim is Kalkeles. And as Taisis explained, because the Shlomim will be possible shortly, and the Chatas and Ashim will still have time to eat a bit longer, the Gemara is Medayek, Ha'idi V'idi Yoim, Chatas Ba'ashim Kadmi, Ba'afagav the Shlomim Tadiri. But if the case would be that the shlomim was brought today and the chatas and asham was brought today, then certainly one would be required to eat the chatas and asham prior to the korban shlomim, as the chatas and asham are more kaddish, and even though a shlomim is more tadir, and as Rashi states, shehim mitzuyim mitech shaboyim b'nedar v'ndava, as a shlomim is more matzoi, since people could bring the shlomim as a nedar v'ndava, and the mice we see that tadir makudish, makudish is kaidim, and the Gemara answers, amarava, matzoi ka'amrit, tadir kami b'ilan, matzoi like kami b'ilan, although your diak from the Mishnah is correct, but even though a shlomim is more matzoi, as it certainly is brought much more often than a korban chatas or a korban asham, however, as Rashi explains, ain't the Yerusha Chayva, el shu matzoi tamid yoisim mechaveri, that this is not based on any chiyuv to bring a korban shlomim, and just brought more often than another korban, and that's not enough to cause a kadima of the shlomim over the chatas and asham. Therefore, the din is that the chatas and asham would be eaten before the shlomim, as l'maisa chatas and asham are more mekudish than the shlomim, and the only time that we would say tadav shein tadav tadav kodem is only when this item is brought more frequently based on a chiyuv and based on a mitzvah. The Gemara now continues. Amli Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Rava. So Rav Huna Rav Yehuda asks Rava, "Atu matzu lav tadir? How can you say that if something is more frequent, even though it's not based on a mitzvah, that we don't consider it tadir? But we learned in the brisa, and this brisa is discussing the chiyuv to bring a korban chatas, and we know that a korban chatas is brought when someone is oivan a isal lav, that if they would do it b'mezid, they would be chayiv Kares, and if they do it b'shoy, you get a chayav to bring a korban chatas. And the Brisa is bothered that why is it that if someone is oiver and doesn't bring a korban pesach or doesn't do milu b'shoygeg, and even though if they were oiver on that issa b'mezid, they'd be chayav kares, but if they did so b'shoygeg, they're not chayav to bring a korban. And the Brisa explains that since the pasuk in Vayikra b'negei to korban chatas states asher lo yaseyasena, so therefore we learn out that the only time that one is chayav to bring a korban chatas is only on a mitzvah leisasei. However, since if one doesn't bring a korban pesach or doesn't do mila, then they're only oivan isasei. So the chiyuv to bring a korban chatas doesn't apply to pesach mila. The Brisa is then bothered that maybe this pasuk should just be able to teach us b'negei one of these dinim. How can we learn from here both b'negei korban pesach and b'negei mila? And as our Gemara continues, oitzias a pesach she'in a tadiv le'itzias a mila shitadira. Possibly the chiyuv chatas should not apply to a korban pesach because it's not tadir and it's only brought once a year. While possibly the chiyuv to bring a korban chatas should still apply to someone says Oivan mitzvah smila b'shoigeg, since the mitzvah of mila is so tadir, when Meister the Brisa explains that the words Asher lo yiseh asena are stated four times in the Pasha of Chatois, therefore we use these limudim in order to teach us that the chi of Chatos doesn't apply to a Korban Pesach and doesn't apply to mila either. And Rav Huna Bar Yehuda's question is that when Meister we see that the Brisa considers mila tadir, and even though the mitzvah of mila is only one mitzvah, and really mila is just matzoi, as every single day people are performing the mitzvah of mila, and we see that we do connect the concept of matzoi with the concept of tadir. Therefore, the same should apply b'negei shlamim, as even though it's matzoi, we should still say that tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem, and the shlamim should come before chatas and asham. And if so, the original raya should be valid, and we see from the brisa that tadir mekudesh, mekudesh kodem. The Gemara brings two answers, as number one, my tadir, tadir b'mitzvahs, that in the chenami, when it states that mila is more tadir, it's actually more tadir mitzvahs, and as Rashi explains, that in the Pesukim and Pashas Lecha that discuss the mitzvah of mila, the Torah mentions the concept of bris 13 times, and that's what the Brisa meant when it stated that mila is more tadir than the Korban Pesach. However, shlom is only matzoi legabe chatas and asham, and the Gemara continues with the second teretz, v'yibayis ima, mila legabe pesach ki tadir damya, since mila is performed so many more times than a Korban Pesach, and there's such a major differential, therefore it's still considered more tadir than a Korban Pesach. However, when comparing the Korban Shlomim to a Korban Chatas and Asham, so although a Shlom is more matzoi, but it's not so much more matzoi than Chatas of Asham, and therefore the din of tadir v'shein tadir, tadir kaidim doesn't apply. Before we continue, let us point out that the Shita asked that why does the Gemara ask the question from a diak from a Mishnah, but negate the Shlomim and Chatas of Asham, if we could have brought a raya directly from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah already taught us that as Chatas is kaidim la'ila, as a Chatas of Nurum HaKudosh than la'ila, even though a Korban la'ila is more tadir than a Korban Chatas, as an la'ila is brought up in Adon Adava, and the Shita explains, v'yish le'ma, the kim and the ina cholos le'bailim, in regulis not of la'ilais, since an la'ila was kulei kolol, therefore it wasn't usual that people will bring an la'ilas nedava, and an la'ila wasn't necessarily more tadir or more matzoi than a Korban Chatas or a Korban Asham. That's why the Gemara specifically asked from a Korban Shlomim, as a Shlomim is much more matzoi than a Korban Chatas and an Asham, since a Shalmin nedava is nechol le'bailim. The Gemara is not pashit the shayla, and the Gemara continues with the new shayla. Even though we had a cloud that tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem, what would be the din if someone shechted the inu tadir first? Gemara explains the shayla, mi aminon kivin shechted makrivle, we say that since he already shechted the carbon, therefore he should be makrivit, and only afterwards would he go and shecht the carbon that's more tamid. Or would we say that he would quickly do the kabbal sadam, he would then take the mizrak and he would pass it to another kohen, shake the mizrak, and to make sure that the blood doesn't congeal. In the meantime, he would shech the korban that's more tadir, and he would complete the entire akrava of the korban that's more tadir, and then he would go back and do the zrikas adam of the korban that's einu tadir. And Mefarshim point out that the first side of the Gemara is based on the klal of im avirin al mitzvahs, and since he already shechted the korban that's einu tadir, and he now has a dam to do zrika for, then he should do zrika only after he finishes that akrava of this korban would he continue and shech the korban that's more tadir. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Misura Tashma, Rav Huna Basura will want to bring a raya from a case in our Mishnah, and keep in mind that when we learned the Mishnah, we learned this case differently. We learned that this case in the Mishnah was discussing the Achilas Shlomim and Achilas Chatas V'Asham. However, at this point, our Gemara understands that the Mishnah was actually teaching us a din b'negei Shchita, and the Gemara also feels that if we would have a Shlomim that was brought to the Beis HaMikdash yesterday, and we have a Chatas and Asham that was brought to the Beis HaMikdash today, and if all the animals are still alive, then certainly we would check the Korban Chatas and Asham prior to the Korban Shlomim. And the Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where someone brought a Korban Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash on Sunday, and then on Monday they brought a Chatas and Asham, although he was supposed to shech the Chatas and Asham first, but he went and shechted the Korban Shlomim first. And in regard to this scenario that the Mishnah teaches us, Shlomim Shel Emesh, Chatas V'Asham Shel Yoyim, Shel Emesh, Kodim Shel Yoyim, then in this case we would say to continue doing the Avodas of the Shlomim prior to performing the Avodas of the Chatas and Asham, since the Shlomim was already brought to the Beis HaMikdash yesterday. Gemara's Medayek, Hadiyoyim Dumi De Emesh, Vehechidami, the Kodim Shachtel L'Shlomim, Chatas V'Asham Kodmi. But in a similar case, where Korban Shlomim was brought to the Beis HaMikdash on Monday, and the Chatas and Asham were also brought to the Beis HaMikdash on Monday, certainly L'Chatchila, the Chatas V'Asham should have been brought before the Korban Shlomim, and we could be Medayek that in this case, even if they would have already done the Shchita to the Korban Shlomim before the Korban Chatas and Asham, they would then wait and hold the blood of the Korban Shlomim until they performed all the Avodas of the Chatas V'Asham, and then they would return Aaron to do the avodas of the shlamim? And if so, from this dig from the Mishnah, we have a right to the second side of our shayla. The din would be yor la'achad and maris b'domai adam makalei tadir v'hadam makalei she'inu tadir. However, the Gemara responds that this would not be raya as dilma shlam de emesh v'chatz v'ashem diyoyim heikim mishkachas la the shechtin al tavayu avolei shechtin al tavayu tiboyulach. You can't bring a raya from a Mishnah to our shayla. We could explain that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where someone brought a karmi shlam to the Beis Hamikdash on Sunday and then brought a chatz and asham to the Beis Hamikdash on Monday. They now shechted both karbanos, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that since the karmi shlamim already came to the Beis Hamikdash yesterday and is waiting since yesterday, so therefore we would go and do zrikas adam and shlamim, and only afterwards perform the zrikas adam and chatz and asham. And certainly we would be able to be medayik that if the shlamim came to the Beis Hamikdash on Monday and the chatz and asham also came to the Beis Hamikdash on Monday, then they already shechted the karmi shlamim as well as the karmi chatz and asham on Monday. So at this point we have the dam and the shlamim and chatz and asham waiting to do zrikas adam. So in this case, we'd be makriv the karm chatas and asham prior to be makriv the shlamim. However, we would still have a shayla as to what the din would be if the shlamim was shechted before the chatas and asham, and would we say to now do the zrikas adam of the shlamim, or would we wait and perform the shechita of the chatas for asham as well as the zrikas as well as the akrava, and only then go back to the karm shlamim? And let's keep in mind that although when we learned the Mishnah, we explained the Mishnah based on the shita's explanation of Rashi that we're referring to achilas shlamim and not referring to the actual bringing of the karmim shlamim. However, our Gemara feels that this din would apply not only to achila but also to akrava. And also, Ayin Rashi, four lines before the wide lines of Rashi, Rashi points out that even though the Gemara Shaila was b'negei atadav shein atadir, the Mishnah is discussing a case of Mekudish. However, Rashi explains that we see from our Mishnah, al Mekudish v'shein Mekudish v'kadim shachta l'shein Mekudish ye'echem imaris b'damai v'yizrukas Mekudish v'huadim l'tadav shein atadir. And therefore, we'll be able to bring a raya to a similar scenario where there was a case of tadav shein atadir and someone went and shechted the korban that's in the tadir, didn't yet shech the korban that's in the tadir. Let us also see Rashi, three lines from the wide lines of Rashi, avaloi shechted l'chatas basa shlamim, but if he did not yet shech the korban chatas, if they already shechted the korban shlamim improperly, as the korban chatas is more mekudish than the shlamim, u'boli molech ala shechita, and he now has a shayla as to what to do, tiboy l'cha im zalzino b'shlamim l'maris b'dam l'hakim shechitas chatas v'zikasa, v'chim m'boylan b'tadu v'shein tadir, hach m'boylan. And when we had the shayla b'negei tadu v'shein tadir, where someone went to shechted the in tadir first, this is exactly the same shayla. The shachad she'in tadir v'tadir kayim. Certainly, if he would have shechted the in tadir, and he also would have shechted the tadir, and then asked the shayla, then certainly we would say to continue with that avodas of the tadir, and only afterwards to go back to the in tadir. At this point of the Gemara refined its question, and the Gemara now explained that the only time that we have this question is only when someone shechted the inner tadir and he asked the shayla while the korban that is more tadir is still alive. The Gemara now continues and tries to bring another raya as tashma, as we learned in Masechtas Brachos Dava Acha, that another reason why Beis Hillel says that Birchas Hayayin is kedum to Birchas Hayayim is because Birchas Hayayin tadira or Birchas Hayayim in tadira v'tadir shein tadir tadir kedum. As Rashi points out that the Gemara shayla is that since the Birchas Hayayim, which is inner tadir, already came as Shabbos already started prior to us having wine to make kiddush on, and as Rashi states, therefore, from this Gemara Masechtas Brachos, we should be able to bring a raya that even though the she'inu tadir was already here, that we still have the klal tadir she'inu tadir tadir kodem, and we make the bracha on the ayin, and only afterwards make the bracha on the yayim. However, the Gemara responds, hachinami the kivin da asiya yayin command the shechita tavayu dami. Since at this point, when we have this question, we have yayin in front of us, so it's as if someone shechted the korban shlamim and then shechted the korban chatas, and at this point there would be no shayla that we would certainly say tadav shein tadav tadav kodem, and therefore Beis Hillel holds that we make the bracha yayin, and only afterwards would we make the berachas hayayim. The Gemara continues tashma that let us bring a raya from the Gemara Masechtas Brachos that we previously saw. The Amar Rabbi Yechon halacha mispal adam shel mincha v'achin shel musafim. And once again we see in that case that even though it was already this malim musaf, and therefore it was as if they shechted the korban and the other korban was not yet there, then we still say tadav shein tadav, and we would daven mincha prior to davening musaf, as we would say the klal tadav shein tadav tadav kaidim. And the Gemara answers the same teretz hachinami kivin the matiz man tefilas mincha k'mad shechita tavayu dami, that once it's already this man of mincha, this case would now be similar to a scenario where someone shechted the korban shlamim and he also shechted the korban chatas and Asham, and certainly in this case we'd say Tadu B'Shein Tadu, Tadu Koidim. Gemara now continues with another raya, as Omalei Rav Acha B'Reder Rav Ashi L'Ravino Tashma, Rav Acha B'Reder Rav Ashi said to Ravino that let us bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim. And before we see the Mishnah, let us point out that the Pasuk in Pashas Boy B'Negei to Karim Pesach states V'Hoy L'Chem L'Mishmeres Ad Abasoy Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Shachtu Yisei Kol Kali Desho B'Na Boyim. And in Pashas Rei B'Negei to Karim Pesach, the Pasuk states Ki Im Ala Mokem Hashiyuch Hashem Ala Kechel Shakin Shmoy Shom Tiz Bachas HaPasach Ba'orev Kivoy HaShemesh Moy Yitzei Yitzchim B'Mitzrayim. In reference to the Karim Pesach, the Torah uses Lashon B'Na Boyim and also uses Lashon Ba'orev. Al B'Negei to Karim Tomin Shal B'Na Bayim, Pasuk in Pashas Pinchas states Besach Kevis Hashini Tasa B'Na Boyim Kemichas HaBoyker Chiniskoy Tasa Ye'ish Reich Nechorek HaShem, and the Torah only uses Lashon B'Na Boyim. And our Gemara now continues and brings the Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim, as the Mishnah says Shachtu Koyim Chatzais Pasol, that if you shech the Karim Pesach prior to Chatzais, then it would be Pasol Miplashin Erevoy B'Na Boyim. However, the Mishnah continues that even though L'Chatchila the Karim Tomin Shal B'Na Boyim should take precedence to the Karim Pesach, as B'Negei the Karim Tomin the Pasuk states B'Na Boyim, and B'Negei the Karim Pesach the Pasuk states both B'Na Boyim and Ba'erev, and therefore the Karim Pesach should really be after the Karim Tomin Shal B'Na Boyim. However, the Mishnah teaches us Koyim L'Tomin Kosher, that if one brings the Karim Pesach prior to the Karim Tomin Shal B'Na Boyim, then it will still be Kosher. The Mishnah continues Uvavad She Achim Maris B'Domoy Ashiyizu Katomid, even though they shechted the Karim Pesach prior to the Karim Tomid, since the Tomid should have been first, so therefore they should now stop the process of the Karim Pesach, and they should have someone hold a cup of blood and shake the blood in order that it doesn't congeal, and in the meantime shech the Karim Tomid and bring the Karim Tomid. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Alma Hecha the Kodav Shechte L'Mocha B'Reisha, that even in a case where someone goes and does the Shechita out of order and first does the Shechita on the Karim Pesach, Bolu Molech, and prior to doing the Shechita on the Karim Tomid, he comes to Eska Shaila and Minolei Lishay Sesezriko B'Lishcha Sarei L'Kodav Milzakai, and therefore the same should apply in a case where someone shechted the Karim that's in the Tadir, he didn't yet shech the Karim that's Tadir, that we should require him to wait and he shech the Karim that's Tadir and do all its avoidance prior to continuing to do with the Karim that's in the Tadir. But the Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskina could go in the Kodim Shechted the Tomim B'Reisha, and in the Chanami, that Mishnah is not discussing a case where someone shechted the Karim Pesach and then prior to shechting the Karim Tomid, he went to Eska Shaiva. But the Mishnah is discussing a case where someone shechted the Karim Pesach and then already shechted the Karim Tomid and now he asked the Shaiva. Certainly in that case, since he has the dam of the Karim Tomid as well as the dam of the Karim Pesach, then certainly we would paskin that he has to complete the Karim Pesach and only afterwards continue with the Karim Tomid. However, if the case would be that he shechted the Karim Pesach and he did not yet shech the Karim Tomid and he asked the Shaila, then possibly we would paskin that he should continue bringing the Karim Pesach and only afterwards shech the Karim Tomid and do all the abilities of the Karim Tomid. Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Acha Saba Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Saba said to Rav Ashi, Basisinami Deka, that from the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim is also Muchach, that the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where one that shechted the Karim Pesach first also shechted the Karim Tomid and only afterwards asked the Shaila. Diktoni had the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim Adaf Samach Alf Almin Al states, Uvad Shehe Achim Maris Bedomoy Ach Yizur Katomid, Vidloiktoni Ach Yishchad Vizuk Dam Shmamino, and since the Mishnah doesn't say it, that he should wait until he shechts the Karim Tomid and he does Rikas Adam of the Karim Tomid, so it's Muchach that the Mishnah is talking about a case where after he shechted the Karim Pesach, he already shechted the Karim Tomid, and therefore when he asks the Shaila, they will tell him, have someone else hold the Mizrak with the Dam of the Karim Pesach until he does the Zrika of the Karim Tomid, only at that point will he perform the Zrika of the Karim Tomid. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah of Akul and Akriyat Mishrayim Lashanis Bachilosan, Lachlan Sluyan, Lashlukin, and Muvushalin, the Lassal Techin, Tavli Chulin, the Tavli Truma, Divri Abshemin. The Gemara asks, my time, that was the reason that Kohanim could eat their Karim in any way they want, and the Gemara explains, Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pashas Kerech states, Yidaba Hashem al Aron, Vanihin in the Satel Lachas Bishmeres Trumosai, Lachol Kotche Bnei Yisrael, Lachon Satel Lamashcha, Ulovanecha Lachok Oilam. Since the Pasuk uses the term Lamashcha, Tagum explains Lervu, therefore the Gemara explains, Lagdula, Kederach Shamalach Moichlin, Kotchim is given to Bnei Aron as greatness, therefore the Bnei Aron have to eat Kotchim the same way that kings would eat their meals, and therefore Koyin could eat the Basa, Tzluyin, Shlukin, Umuvishalin. I'm a Farshim who discussed that why is it that the Gemara felt that we need a Makar for this din, if the only time that we find that you can't eat a carbon in any manner that you want is only by the gate of Karim Pesach, where the Torah states, Ki Imsli Eish, Ayin Shom. Before we begin with the new Mishnah, let us point out that in Pashas Vayikra, in Perek Beis, the Torah speaks about various types of Menachos, and the Torah speaks about the minchas mafei tanor. The pasuk tells us b'chisakir korban minchas mafei tanor seilus chalis matzis beludus b'shemen or kikir matzis meshuchim b'shemen. That there are two types of minchas mafei tanor. One mincha was made of chalis matzis and the flour was mixed together with the loig shemen, and therefore there wouldn't be any remaining oil. However, the kikir matzis were meshuchim b'shemen and they first baked the flour without oil into thin crackers, and they then smeared the crackers with oil. Mesechtes Menachos and Dafai and Him and Aleph, there's machlekes between Rabban and Rab Shimon, as Rabban hold that they would take the loig shemen, they would smear these crackers continuously until they used up all of the oil. Rab Shimon holds that they would not use all the oil, and they would only smear the oil in the form of a letter chaf yavonis, and the remaining oil was eaten by the kohen. Let us recall that we already gave akdama regarding the loig shemen that was used in the entire process of a material. The Mishnah teaches us Amar Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon states, and we eat a shemen shumis chalak bazara, that if one sees that shemen is being given out to the kohenim in dazara, you don't have to ask what type of oil this is. And as we will see at the end of the Mishnah, the Rab Shimon holds a misnadvim shemen, that one could not give an adova of shemen to the Beis HaMikdash without giving soilus and yayin. Therefore, certainly the shemen did not come from an adova, and the only things that it could possibly have come from were meiser rekike mincha yisrael v'loig shemen shel mitzera, that it must be from the remaining oil of the rekike menachis yisrael, the remaining oil from the loig shemen of the mitzera, after the kohen poured some of the oil into his palm, then did azois towards the kodesh kedoshim, and also did the matonis and tnuch oiz ha-yamonis and the boyin yodeh ha-yamonis and boyin ragle ha-yamonis. And as we explained, this din of Rab Shimon is l'shitasai, as he holds that there was extra oil by the rekike mincha yisrael. However, according to Rabbanon, there was never extra oil. Therefore, according to Rabbanon, if one saw that there was oil given out in Dazara, then it could not be from the meiser rekike mincha yisrael, and it must have been from the loig shemen shel mitzera. And Rab Shimon continues, in re'isa shemen shunita al-gabi ishim, if one sees that shemen is being placed on top of the mizbeach and being burnt, once again, in at the tzarech l'shomau, you don't have to ask from what carbon they were. And as we explained, that Rab Shimon holds a misnadvin shemen, and therefore it must be that this shemen that was being burnt on the mizbeach is elam meiser rekike minchas kohenim u'minchas kohen mashiach, and it must be from the remaining oil of the rekike minchas kohenim. And as we know, that although by a mincha of Yisrael, they would take off a kohenim and place that on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha was given to a kohen. However, by a mincha of a kohen, the entire carbon was placed on the mizbeach, including all of the flour and all of the oil. And similar to mincha of the kohen gadol that was brought every single day, and as the pasuk in Parshas Tzav teaches us that it was a minchas chavitin that was brought by the kohen gadol, machtzitza ba'beikah machtzitza ba'arev, and there was always leftover oil for this carbon mincha, as the ratio of oil to flour in this mincha was 3 lug of oil to a tenth of an eifah of flour. So certainly there was extra oil. Number two, since the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol was initially baked, so even though they would eventually fry it in oil, but since it was already baked, so therefore the bread would not absorb so much oil, and there was always leftover oil. And therefore, if someone sees that there was oil being placed on the mizbeach, then it must have been the oil from the rekikah minchas kohenim or the oil from the minchas kohen mashiach. And Rav Shimon ends off she'im misnadvin shemen, and this is really the ikar point of Rav Shimon, that certainly this oil is not from an adava of shemen, as one could not just bring a carbon of shemen to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah ends off Rav Tafen oimim misnadvin shemen, and Rav Tafen hold that one could make an adava of shemen as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, if one sees that oil is being given out to the kohenim in the Beis HaMikdash, then not only could it be for the rekikah matzos as well as for the minchas yisrael, but there's also the possibility that was from shemen that was misnadiv to the Beis HaMikdash. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Alpha and Beis, and the Gemara begins Amar Shmuel ledivrei Rav Tafen amisnadiv shemen kremtzay v'shiyar of necholin, that according to Rav Tafen that holds that one could bring in a dova of carbon shemen to the Beis HaMikdash, that the kohen would do kmitza to this oil, and that oil would go on to the mizbeach, and the rest of the oil would be given to the kohen, just like by regular mincha where the kohen does a kmitza and places the kmitza on the mizbeach, and the rest of the kohen is nechol kohenim. Ayin and Rashi mesechtes menachos and daf ayin dalam and beis, where Rashi seems to tell us that although shemen is a liquid, but it was still possible to do a kmitza of the shemen, as the shemen in the Beis HaMikdash was very thick. And l'maisa Shmuel is explaining that the fear of tafen, when one sees that the kohanim are receiving shemen in the Beis HaMikdash, it could have been from shemen that was nisnadev as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel continues, and my timer, what is the makar for this din? It's on makar, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra in Perak Beis b'negei the carbon mincha states, v'nefesh ki sakrib carbon mincha l'Hashem seilus yir kabanoi v'yotzak l'Hashem v'nasal l'alavayna. And as Rashi points out, and since the pasuk pasuk could have stated v'nefesh ki sakri of mincha l'Hashem, and the pasuk didn't have to say v'nefesh ki sakri of carbon mincha l'Hashem. Therefore, the word carbon is extra, and melamin, and this teaches us from misnadiv shemen that one could be menadiv shemen to the Beis Hamikdash as a carbon. And once we know that he could be misnadiv shemen mechi mincha, so we compare it to the mincha as ma mincha koymtzav v'shira necholin av shemen koymtzav v'shira necholin. The Gemara continues on Reb Zira, and Reb Zira explains afinanamitina that we see this from our Mishnah itself, as Amr Reb Shimon, as our Mishnah Reb Shimon stated, in Reis of Shemin Shemeshalak Bazara, Yat the Tzarech Lishal Maru, Ela Moisir Kikim Minchas Yisrael, Vlaik Shemin Shemetzeria, She'im Mishnavin Shemin, Mechalal de Lamand Om Mishnavin, then Mishalik, then this would be Mishalik in the Beis Mikdash, and therefore we see that the Moisir Shemin would be given to the Kayanim, as we previously explained, and as Rashi states, Afana Namithino, the Nechal Vlaik Maktle Kulai. However, the Gemara continues, Omli Abaya, the Abaya response to Reb Zera, the how can you bring a raya from the ration of the Mishnah? But aim is safer. Let us see the safer of the Mishnah. As the safer of the Mishnah states, from Yisra Shem and Shinitin al Gabi Ishim, Yat the Tzarech Lishal Mao, Elam Moisir Kikim Minchas Koyinim, Minchas Koyim Mashiach, She'im Mistav and Shemen, Mechlal, and from the safer we could be Medayek, the Lamanda Om Misnabim, that according to Rab Taf and the hold that Misnabim Shemen, then Kul and Ishim, then all of the oil that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash would be burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore if someone sees that Shemen is being placed on the Mizbeach, then it's also possible that it's actually from Shemen that was nisnadev to the Mizbeach. Keep in mind that since Reb Zera brought a riot to the din of Shmuel, so it seemed that Reb Zera agrees to Shmuel, and Abayu asked a question on Reb Zera and brought a riot against Shmuel, it would seem that he disagrees with the din of Shmuel, and he holds that when someone's nisnadev Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash, then all of the Shemen would be burnt on Mizbeach. Gemara now continues, La Abayu Kasha Resha, and Reb Zera Kasha Seifa, that according to Abayu, we have a question from the Diak and the Resha, according to Reb Zera, we have a Kasha from the Diak from the Seifa, and the Gemara responds, Bishlam Reb Zera, Resha Bishrayim, Seifa Bekoimitz. According to Reb Zera, we could understand the Mishnah, as the Resha is referring to the Shirayim of the Shemen, and all the remaining parts of the Shemen that were not part of the Kmitzah would be given to a Kayin, and the Seifa of the Mishnah is speaking about the Kmitzah, and the Kmitzah would be placed on the fire. Therefore, Reb Zera could explain both the Resha and the Seifa of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara is, Allah Baya Kasha, but according to Abaya, we can't explain the Resha of the Mishnah, as how could it be that when someone sees that there's Shemen being given out to a Kohen that was actually from the Shemen that was Misnadev, if Abaya holds that all the Shemen that was given as a korban to the Beis HaMikdash is actually going to be burnt on Mizbeach, therefore there will never be Shirayim that will be given to the Kohenim for the Kohenim to eat. The Gemara answers Tanu Resha Atu Seifa, that in a Chanami Lefi Rav Shimon, there is no reason why he had to teach us the Resha, as there is no Chiddush in the Resha, as certainly if someone sees that there is Shemen being given out in the Beis HaMikdash, certainly it must be for the Moshe Rekikim in Chas Yisrael and Lake Shemen Shemen Tzera, as even according to Rav Tafin, that Misnadvin Shemen, the Shemen was completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore we would never find that Shemen being given to Kayinim. The only reason why Mishnah mentioned the Resha is only Agav the Sefer, and as Rashi states in Dibur Masal, Tana Resha Mishum Sefer, Resha Tani Gabi Shemen Mischalik Yat the Tzarech Lishol Ma'u Kadi Nasba, the Nami Misnadvin Shemen, as even if we hold Rav Tafin, that Misnadvin Shemen, Eid Mischalik, it will never be Mischalik L'Kayinim. However, as Rashi continues, El Mishun de Boilum is the Sefer, and we eat the Shemen Nit al Gabi Ishim, Yat the Tzarech Lusafka bin Adova, She'im Misnadvin Shemen, the Dafka Shmininon, the Ilumad of Misnadvin, Noisain, so Tana Resha Nami, we eat the Shemen Mischalik. However, the Gemara now continues and is bothered that Bishlema Sefer, Tani Mishum Resha, that Bishlema, we could find cases where a Mishnah will teach us the Sefer, Agav the Resha, even though there is no major Chiddush in the Sefer, we will discuss the Sefer, Kadi Naspa of a Resha, whether El Resha Mishum Sefer, Mitani, but where would we find that because we had to say the Sefer, therefore we would say Resha of a Mishnah, and whether the Gemara is in, Am Benarava, Tana Resha Mishum Sefer, that they taught in Eretz Yisrael, that in Chanami we have this idea that even though we don't need a Resha, sometimes we will mention a Resha, Agav the Sefer. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that the Mishnah Meseches Menachos and Af Kodal and Beis, the Mishnah teaches us Misnadvin Yayin Ve'im Misnadvin Shemen Div Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds that although one could be Misnadiv Yayin by itself to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, and as we will see, that if one does so, then they would pour the Yayin into Safalim, which were two silver bowls that were situated on the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbeach, and that's where they poured the Yayin and the Mayim for Nisach HaYayim and Nisach HaMayim. However, even so, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah that one could not be Misnadiv Shemen as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Tafin Oimim Misnadiv Shemen, and Rabbi Tafin disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, and although he agrees with Rabbi Kiva that Misnadiv Yayin, but Rabbi Tafin also holds that it could be Misnadiv Shemen Shemen, as we saw in our Mishnah. Our Gemara will now continue and try to bring a raya against Shmuel, as Tashma, as we learned to the Braisa, that Yayin Kidiv Rabbi Kiva l'safalim, that according to Rabbi Kiva, and of course Rabbi Tafim would agree to this din as well, if someone was misnadiv Yayin to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, then they would pour all the wine into the safalim, and the Braisa continues, Shemen Kidiv Rabbi Tafim l'ishim, and if you're Rabbi Tafim, that one could be misnadiv Shemen as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, then the Shemen would be placed on the fire on the Mizbeach, and the Gemara is now Medayik, my lab, and the Yayin Kula Safalim, Shemen Kula Ishim. That would seem that just like Benegay Yayin, that all the wine gets poured into Safalim, none of the wine is given to the Kainim. And similarly, if you're Rab Tafin, when one is Misnadiv Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, then all the Shemen goes on the fire of the Mizbeach, and none of the Shemen would be given to the Kainim. This would be a Rayat Abaya, and against Rab Zera, and against Shmuel. However, the Gemara responds, Midi Iria, Hakid Isa, Vahakid Isa, that you can't bring a Rayat from one thing to the other. Now, although the fear of Akiva, all of the wine went into Safalim, however, the fear of Tafin, although Kmitza of the Shemen was placed on the Mizbeach, however, the Shirayim and the rest of the Shemen was given to Kainim, and they were able to eat the rest of the Shemen. Ayin Rashi points out that even though, as we explained, Rab Tafin agrees to Rab Akiva that one could be Misnadiv Yayin, but even so, our Gemara states, Yayin Kediv Rab Akiva, as Behu Adin, Rab Tafin B'Yayin, El Mishum the Itzuch Shemen L'Misne Kediv Rab Tafin, but since B'negei Shemen, we have to say that it's Dafka Koid Rab Tafin, to listen to Lestoma, the Rab Akiva Imisnav Neshemen, Taninami Yayin Kediv Rab Akiva, although certainly Rab Tafin would agree to that halacha as well. And the Gemara now continues, Amra Papa Ketanoi, and some Agaris Ketanoi, and they do not bring this in the name of Rab Papa. And the Gemara now points out that this machlekes that we just saw between Rab Zeir and Abaya, if Lefir Rab Tafin, when someone is Misnadiv Shemen as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, they would first do a Kmitza, and then the rest of the Shemen would be given to the Kainim as Shmuel told us, or would it be that all the Shemen would be burnt on the Mizbeach like Abaya taught us? And this Machlekes is actually a Machlekes Tanoim. And the Gemara continues that the Braisa teaches us that the Tanakama holds Shemen Leifchis Milug, and if one is Misnadiv Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, then he has to give at least a Lug, and Rabbi Oymesh Leishis Lugin, and Rabbi holds that he has to give at least three Lugin. And the Gemara continues with Micah Mifugi, and what is the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi? And the Gemara explains, Amru Rabbanan Kamid Rapapa, Rabbanan explained in front of Rapapa that the Shaila is, that we know that we have two schools of thought when learning one idea from another, and there's a Manda Omer that holds that when we learn point A from point B, that anything that we need to know about point A, we should learn from point B. However, others hold that although in regard to the item that we need to learn, but again, point A, so we will learn that from point B, but once we know that halacha, then in regard to all other halachas, we would have to look at point A and see what halacha should be in regard to point A, and we will understand this point better as we learn the Gemara. The Gemara continued, Rabbanan Savri, as the Tanakhama of this Braisa hold, that the way that we know that one could be Misnadiv Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon is based on the limud from the carbon mincha. The Tanakhama therefore hold, that all the dinim that we need to know, Benegiah someone that's Misnadiv Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, we will learn from the carbon mincha. And as we learn, Ma Mincha Misnabin, Af Shemen Misnabin, that just like a mincha could be brought as a davar, therefore Shemen could be brought as a davar. And therefore we learn all the dinim from the Karban Mincha, as Ma Mincha like Shemen, Af Kan like Shemen, that's just like a Mincha is brought with a like Shemen, so therefore if someone's Misnadiv Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash as a Karban, they would also have to bring a like Shemen, or Ma Mincha claims of Shira and Achalin, and just like Benegei Mincha, one takes a Kmitza, and then the rest of the Mincha is given to the Kainim and eaten by the Kainim, Af Shemen claims of Shira and Achalim, therefore the same din applies by Shemen, that the Kain would do a Kmitza, and would place the Kmitza of Shemen onto the Mizbeach, however the rest of the Shemen would be given to the Kohenim, and the Kohenim could eat it, and this would be like the Shita of Shmuel and the Shita of Rab Zera. The Gemara continues, and some agrees, Rabbi Sava, Daimino, Vuki Basra, certainly Daimino, that we learned that Shemen can be Misnade from the Karban Mincha, and as we previously learned, Ma Mincha Misnavin, Af Shemen Misnavin, however, Vuki Basra, and now that we know there's a concept that someone could bring a carbon from Shemen, so now we compare it to something that's similar to, and we compare an Adav of Shemen to an Adav of Yayin. And as the Gemara states, Kinesachim, Manesachim, Shleishes Lugin, and just like when someone gives wine, then they have to donate Shleishes Lugin, Af Shemen, Shalish Lugin, or Manesachim, Kulin Safalim, and just like by Nesachim, all the wine goes into the bowls, Af Shemen, Kulin Ishim, and therefore when someone is Misnadiv Shemen, then all of the Shemen will be burnt on a Mizbeach, and the Sheet of Rebbe is not like Shmuel, and is like the Sheet of Abaya, and Ayin Rashi, do a Maschal, Ma Mincha Misnadvin, the Ikka Nidva Shemen, Mikar Mincha Nafglon, the Stam Mincha Tzri Cholik Shemen, the Chsiv, And as the pasuk in Parshas Metzora tells us, "Vim dalhu vein yodim asegas v'lokach keves echad oshel metzufa l'chapel lov v'sarin seilus echad bal b'shemen l'mincha v'loik shemen." And also, Ayn Rashi do a maskel k'nesachim. Rashi explains the shemen shalom davo habav b'fnei atzmai ki yain habav b'fnei atzmai hilchach l'nesachim dami uv'yain pshitul under shloish luginenu k'nun afklam b'menachais. This limud is from the pasuk in Parshas Shlach that discusses the chiyuv to bring yain. The pasuk states, "Kol ezrach yasa kachas il lahakav ishurech nechayich l'Hashem." And as we mentioned, the minimum amount of wine to bring together with a sheep is 3 lugin. And Rashi continues, "Uman esachim kum safalim klima kivin du Rebbe ukib asor eslei lahanami ukib asor." Rebbe learns, "My yain kula safalim af shemen d'labas safalim kula ishim." Since the only thing that could be poured into safalim was either yain or mayim, and since the shemen cannot go into safalim, therefore it must be that all the shemen gets burnt on the mizbech. And Rashi continues, "V'yayim pshitel on the kula safalim ve'inu mischal kol kaidim dam ezrach esrabi d'chsib n'sachim kol ezrach yasa kacha u'milchus esachim kulei kolol." And the Gemara just explained that Rabbanan said to Rapapa that the basis for the machlekes between Tanakam and Rebbe that the Tanakama hold doimino umino, and Rebbe hold doimino v'uki basra. However, the Gemara will now continue that Rapapa will explain to us that really Rebbe agrees that doimino umino, and the basis for the machlekes between Rebbe and Tanakama is based on a different reason. Keep in mind that the Gemara's original point that the machlekes between Shmuel and Reb Zira on the one hand and Abai on the other hand is based on the machlekes Tanayim is still not changed. Certainly Shmuel holds that the Tanakama and Abai would hold like Rebbe. However, Reb Papa is just coming to explain what the actual basis is for the machlekes between Rebbe and Tanakama. And keep in mind that generally when the Gemara states the word Kitanoi, then the Gemara actually comes out that it is actually based on the machlekes Tanayim. And when the Gemara starts off and states Lema Kitanoi, then the general rule is that the Gemara will respond that potentially it's not based on this machlekes Tanayim. The Gemara continues, and some agrees Amul Reb Papa. The Reb Papa responded to Rabbanon, "Imin mincha maisi lo Rebbe," that if Rebbe would have learned that the makor that someone could bring in a dova from Shemen is from the Karim Mincha, then certainly Rebbe would agree to the Tanakama that doi mino mino, and he would agree that ma mincha leik Shemen af kan leik Shemen, and ma mincha klaim tzav shirar necholin af Shemen klaim tzav shirar necholin. However, our Papa continues and explains, "El Rebbe me'ezrach gamala," but Rebbe actually learns that the makor that someone could bring in a dova from Shemen is actually from the word ezrach that states b'negei yayin, and we learn that just like someone could bring a carbon from yayin, so there's no reason why someone should not be able to bring in a dove of shemen as a carbon. Therefore, as Rashi points out, that Rebbe actually holds doi mino mino, and since he learns the whole concept of nidva shemen from the din of yayin, and since the minimum amount of yayin to bring as a carbon is shleishis lugin, therefore the same din applies when someone's misnadi of shemen. Similarly, Rebbe learns man esachim kulon l'safalim af shemen kulon l'ishim. However, the Gemara now continues, "Amle Rav Huna b'ri Rav Nosson Rapapa." Rav Huna b'ri Rav Nosson responds, "Rapapa, mi matzus amritachi." How can you say that Rebbe holds that the makar, that there's a possibility of having an adava of shemen as a carbon to the base of Mikdash, is learned from the nidves yayin and from the word ezrach, but that can't be, as Vatanya, as we learned in the Brisa, that since the pasuk b'negei mincha used the term carbon mincha, and the word carbon is extra, milamish and misnadi shemen, therefore, as we saw at the top of the Amid, we learned from here that one could be misnadi of a carbon shemen. The Brisa continues, "Vikamo, and how much shemen does he have to bring? Shloi shalugin." And Rav Huna b'ri Rav Nosson brings Israel, "Uman shamet le'dom shloi shalugin," and who's the man d'om at a hole that when one brings a carbon nidva shemen, then he has to bring shloi shalugin? Rebbe, that's going according to Rebbe, the kamais lami carbon, and we see that he doesn't learn from the word ezrach, and he learns from the word carbon. Therefore, it must be that the reason why Rebbe is chelik on Tanakama is because Rebbe learns doy mino mino v'uki ba'asra, and Amalein, Rav Papa responded to Rav Huna b'Rav Nosson, "Itanya Tanya, that if we have such a brisa, then I have to be moided to you that the basis for the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rebbe is Rabbanon hold doy mino mino, and Rebbe hold doy mino mino v'uki ba'asra," and we will stop over here.